What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Sensibly Cynical podcast. Life's been busy, hectic, but I'm excited to chat with today's guest, Blusty. He is a singer-songwriter out of New York. This is his third time on the podcast. First time he was on season one of On the Come Up. Last time he helped promote Change with Freestyle. And today he talks about his debut EP, Stray Dog. It was like 6 months ago, I think it released. So it's been a little bit, but it's a three-song set. And he talks all about it today, social media, and much more. But before I get to my chat with Blusty, make sure you subscribe to Sensibly Cynical wherever you get your podcasts. X is at Cynical Sensibly. Instagram, Sensibly Cynical. Check out the Facebook page. WordPress, we are on there. Bonfire, of course, has the merch. YouTube, please subscribe on there. You can find the video version of this. Ladies and gentlemen, Blusty. Enjoy, everybody. All right, everybody. We have a familiar face on the podcast. Singer-songwriter out of Syracuse. Now in Albany, I've heard. Yeah. Blusty, what's up, man?
Oh, man, how's it going? It's always good to be back on this podcast.
Hold on. Is it Albany or Albany? Which one?
You know, I say Albany. I bet you a lot of people in upstate New York would say Albany. There's a little bit of an accent difference there, but I think it's Albany, you know?
Yeah, there's a battle within the battle. All right, so July was the last time we spoke to you. You and my guy Freestyle dropped Change, you know, activist kind of theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Promoting, obviously, Change. I mean, it's in the title. So what have you been doing since that, like, release? I know we're going to talk about Stray Dog. Have you been promoting that, or what you been up to?
Yeah, I mean, Stray Dog was such a quick project. I haven't been releasing a ton of music, but I've been trying to really just develop the new style. Release music that I'm happy with. And, you know, Change was part of a bigger album that Freestyle and I can talk about another time. But we've been putting a lot of effort into that. So, you know, just a lot of writing and just, you know, getting set up with I got set up with a manager now. So figuring out my new style, figuring out how to do this properly and not, you know, release music without people seeing it has been the biggest thing we've been working on right now.
Yeah, so that's cool. So you and Freestyle still, you guys did Freedom, right?
Yep. Yeah. Freedom was something that I produced and then we sampled and sent it to him. That'll also be a part of that bigger project. But we wanted to release it as a single at a time.
Gotcha. Well, let's get to Stray Dog. All right. Let's just get to it. Can I tell you my favorite? Is that okay? I mean, they're all good.
But yeah.
I don't want to be like, well, I don't want to be like that guy. But
no, go for it. Yeah. I'd like to hear it.
All right. You can probably guess which one I'm going to. Which one do you think I'm going to pick?
That's hard because my favorite is Shame the Devil. I really like that beat and everything that went into it.
It's not that one. So now you're down to two.
Oh, no, man. I'm going to say one now. What is it? Useless, maybe?
Oh, no. It's Overboard. Oh. I love Overboard. It's a great song. I used it as the promotional today, the Instagram post.
Oh, you know what? I should have guessed it based on that.
Yeah, I love that song, man. Let's see what I wrote down before. You know, I wrote down a few things. You know, preparedness, Blusty, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's basically talking about, like, you can't sleep at night and you're just working overtime. Is that pretty much what it is? Getting going, like, too much, too quick?
Yeah, I mean, the whole EP ended up being about...
Yeah, I noticed that. Useless, like, is like real slow. Like, yeah. I like it, but it's just I'm not saying it's bad. It's just it's a taste that you have to, like, if you're not familiar with that sort of music,
mm-hmm.
it may take a minute, but it's a good song. I like it, but just Overboard's more my, like, speed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Overboard was one of the pieces of that three-part EP, and it talked a lot about having too much going on in your head, having too much going on in life. I had graduated college and I started this job and I was working like 80-hour weeks and it was real tough. And like the owner of the business was really just like, Am I allowed to swear on this? Like, I
Yeah,
don't know
you should
if
remember that. You
I
forgot.
always forget. I'm like, I don't
I
want to
was
say this.
cussing up a storm on a few of those episodes, man. Yeah, feel free, go for it.
Perfect. But yeah, the owner was just, she was an asshole. I was working for this winery and this festival, and it was cool, but it was too much, and overboard was just all these things going on, and I was dating someone at the time, and like I couldn't keep up with it along with the job, along with finding an apartment and like figuring out life after college, because there's a lot of new puzzle pieces that are put into play.
Yeah.
But that was based, that was the main theme of Overboard there. I had a lot of fun writing
Yeah,
that
it's
one.
like catchy, man. I'm like, damn, I started like singing some of that song. I'm like, damn, I need to stop. You know?
I had
I just
some
kept
good
singing, I
people.
just kept putting on like loop is what I mean. It's so good that I needed to stop. That's the thing. Or I'd be overplaying it, you know? But you can
I
never
appreciate
overplay
that.
things like that, right, Blusty? You can never overplay.
Well, I mean, here's my thought is when I write a song before it's released, I listen to it like 5 times a day because I'm really excited that I wrote a new song. And then when it releases, I'm like, man, I've already heard this like 1,000 times and
Yeah,
I'm
man.
not doing as much anymore.
Well, I appreciate you doing this off, just real quick. This wasn't one of those where it's like I organize, say, hey, couple months, month. This was like, hey, bro, when do you want to record? I'm like, bet. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I like doing
Dude,
that.
I've been real bit. Oh, I appreciate it. I've been real busy, bro. So I started a new job, and it's like an office job. I'm doing pretty well in it. I'm not gonna disclose, but it's just been like busy as hell, bro. And I've just been like, somehow the podcast is still making it. Like, I still am scheduling people. Not that I'm not putting since it's Since We Cynical. I mean, with a great name like that, you can't let it end, you know, gotta keep it
How could
going.
you? Yeah.
Not that I'm putting it on the back burner. Since We Cynical is not going anywhere, people. But I'm just saying, when you get a new job, you know how it is, Busty. Like, that shit deserves like your undivided attention, you know?
Yeah, I started a new job in December, and like the whole like December through January time, that's what I was doing, period. Was like figuring out the new job. I was figuring
City
out.
is Syracuse in? Like, they have multiple campuses, right? Well, what's their.
So Syracuse, like I never went to Syracuse College. I went to a college in Albany, but
Oh, okay. So what school did you go to?
Siena, out in like
Siena,
Portland
okay.
area.
Okay. See, I need a refresher too. Siena. Okay. I'm a sports guy, so I'm gonna try to guess there. I can just edit that part out. But I can try to guess their mascot. Is it the they're green and yellow, right? Don't tell me. I can edit this part out too. Don't say it, Blasty. Don't say it. All right, I'm gonna give up. Oh no. I know the color. I know the logo. I try to guess people's mascots. So if I don't guess it in about 5 seconds, I'm gonna ask you to tell me what it is. Rebels?
No.
And that's Ole Miss. Yeah, what is it?
So see, it's the Saint Bernards.
Oh yeah, I would have never. We would have been here all day, bro.
Yeah,
We would have been here all day.
it's a random, so they can call it the Saints too and be all off
Saints. I
kilter,
think
but
that's what, if I would have gotten it right, that probably would have been that's what I've heard of it being the Saints. All right, man. So, yes, straight up, when did you start recording these? For this, let's just go through it. So, one is useless, two is overboard. We talked about that. And three is Shame the Devil.
Yeah, so man, this is bad of me because I think I dropped it in September, but basically
That's
I
not
wrote
that
it.
long ago. Let's be real. That's not that long ago.
No, it just feels like a whole year, I wrote it in one night and then had it all mixed and everything in one night. I started with Shame the Devil actually, and I was like, I texted my engineer, yo, Mikey T at Syracuse Sound, and I was like, I'm gonna write an EP all in one night. And he's like, do it. And then, I had to, because I told him I would, and I was really just like in this mindset of writing it in one night, and it was like a 9 to 4 a.m. type of project where I finished all three of those songs.
Yeah. So what you already told me, you already went out and said like your favorite of the three. So let's talk about the one that we haven't talked about yet. Useless. We did a little bit, but what was like the you talked about the overall vibe of the EP.
Yes.
Was that one, what was the like real meaning behind that one? Like the from start to finish, like number like the Useless.
Yeah, I mean, so overall, I was talking about I have ADHD and sometimes, well, I have ADD. I don't have the H, but sometimes it gets like intense. And I was, it, there's like a, you know, that little bit of like neurodiversity where you kind of handle emotions and stress differently. And the whole thing was talking about like self-worth and like focus and motivation. So Useless came down to like the problems of feeling useless when you're going through kind of that mindset where you're like, oh man, I can't get it right. When you kind of you're going through, you're changing a lot, you have a lot of unfortunate events happening in your life and you take it on to yourself, even when it's not your fault. That was the idea behind Useless. Actually, that was the second song I wrote for the EP, but I just thought it should go first, the for flow wise musically, you know.
Yeah, I like it, man. And did you do, how did you promote that? Or it was just busy and like you just started going to the next thing? Did you do any promotional or like around New York and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be doing some shows in Albany hopefully soon. I'm starting to reach out to people and do some acoustic shows, and I can perform those songs. But when I dropped it, I did a brief like Instagram live stream, and I, you
Oh,
know,
okay.
played through it and introduced the album. I
But
did
now the
some,
best for last, Blusty. The best for last, you know?
you know, it's.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So we talked, I think you came on first with the on the come upstairs, which I brought back. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yes.
I brought back and I got some more artists that are like, you know, obviously on the come up, like young artists. So what do you remember from that interview on the podcast? Like, what do you remember from that interview that we did?
Oh, the first interview?
Yeah, the
I
first time
mean,
we met. A lot from that episode.
yeah, I remember like I had done some smaller interviews and things like that around the time. I had just done like a big show where I'd opened for Jason Derulo and things, and I was writing a completely different, in a different style, a different mindset, you know, and but you were a good interviewer, because the other ones, like I went on some of these interviews and they were just like they didn't really have any questions prepared, they didn't really know what they were doing,
Like
but it was
if
awkward.
this was molasses, they were that. They were like the, you know, just taking. Yeah,
It was,
I
yeah, it
hear
was awkward, you know, but this one was good, and I remember talking about teas
you.
and whole different vibe.
Yeah. Well, I try to keep it upbeat, Blusty. You know the deal. When you've been doing as many interviews as I have, you better be, you know, decent.
Oh, I mean,
Stay.
yeah.
Practice makes perfect. You know, I believe in that. I do. That's a good little cliche.
Oh, yeah.
So, outside of music, what you've been up like? What you've been up to like outside of music? What kind of stuff you've been doing? I know
Outside of
you're an activist. You're a producer, right?
Yeah, I mean, so I still produce in terms of activism, been up on that, trying to start more into that, really like provide resources through a, you know, AMYM is part of music. Freestyle and I talked about that a little bit as like a business, a brand, but I want to include resources on that website, you know, in terms of ways to get involved, places to vote, voting information, all these different things. And still been keeping up with that. You know, my new job, I work in the nonprofit scene.
Yeah, hey, me too.
Oh, awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my new job is, nonprofit space. I'm
It's
a
a good space.
I'm a manager, case man, you know, talking to people.
Cool.
But yeah. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go
Oh no,
ahead.
you're good. And I've been doing events with there, and you know, I work for Leading Age New York, which does a lot with long-term care, and then we're helping
Oh.
diversity there, and there's a diversity committee, so we're trying to, you know, mesh the two, a lot of the essential workers
Is that like
and
hospice kind of stuff? Like hospital and You know what I mean? Like long-term housing and stuff.
So like a lot of like retirement home stuff, but
Yeah,
I don't work
right.
specifically on that end. I do continuing
Yeah,
education.
you don't have to. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
But it's been cool, you know, man, just being able to help people and like try and spread diversity throughout the industry, you know, so the essential workers and managers aren't all split up. But you know, it's related to what we were talking about and change and stuff. So it feels good, man. It just feels so good.
Yeah, so producers, so do you have any other, are you gonna be working? I mean, we love freestyle, right? But you know, do you have any like collaborations in the pipeline either with him or with somebody else or
Yeah, let me think
whatever?
what I can talk about right now.
Oh, I don't, no, I don't, you know, unless you want to spill the tea, Blusty.
No,
That's up to
let's
you.
talk about
No, no pressure, no pressure, okay, buddy? No pressure.
it. Yeah, there's an artist in
There's
Syracuse named
never
Coco.
pressure in New York. You get what I did there?
I got it.
Anyways, go ahead.
Artist in Syracuse named Furko. We got a song coming out that was also talking about mental health. We wrote this in 2021. You know, I recorded it in his closet at the time. So like, come a long way from them, but it's still, you know,
Wait,
we're
wait,
in
wait,
the
wait.
process.
In his closet?
Yeah, we had like, you know, the clothes muffle the volume, and we had his mic there so we could record it, and he had his little home studio set up. And
That's crazy.
yeah, it sounds good though. He's a really good
I
engineer, you know. So
bet, I bet. Well, continue on, man. I'm interested. Keep going.
yeah, so we're it talked a little more about mental health, the story of this girl who, you know, was dealing with suicidal thoughts, things like that. Grew up with a rough family, and you know, based it on some of our real life experiences. But we got a lot going on with that. We want to do a music video for it in Syracuse and really promote the hell out of it on TikTok and try and get it going, you know what I mean?
So, TikTok, let's talk about that. Are you up to date on what's going on?
With the band?
Yeah. You
Do you
got
want my
any?
opinion
Yeah,
on
yeah, yeah.
it?
Go ahead, man. I set you up for it.
Oh man, well I could
We could
really.
be here all afternoon. It is 2:37 Central Time, 3:37 Eastern. So you're telling me, Blessy, we could spend the next hour. You know, I only have the free version of Zoom, okay? So, you know, even though I got a new job, I haven't gotten the, you know, high roller subscription yet, okay? But give me
I'll keep it short.
the all right, go ahead. What's your thoughts on the TikTok, man?
I think it's so stupid, man. I think they're just trying to like waste energy and waste money on something that's got racist motivations. You know what I mean? It's like Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and YouTube and literally all these social media platforms do the same thing. And there's just no evidence on what they're arguing for. They don't even know the difference between China
Well,
and
before you
Singapore.
continue, what's the, are they like, is this like a totally total ban? Like a totally total ban?
Any
Like,
investors they said that are like Chinese owned places
gone?
need to
What?
take
That's
out or
crazy.
they're gone.
Or there'll be legal action.
Yeah, which I don't really know how it. I don't know how that works. I think it's a distraction, though. We're
Yeah.
being honest. I think it. There's so many musicians that have created their livelihood off TikTok.
Yeah, like that's crazy. Yeah, like I know I've at least interviewed like one or two that literally, I hope they're not listening, but it kind of helped them a lot. Like, oh, I got like a bunch of views on like TikTok and stuff. I'm like, yeah, without TikTok, I'm not sure about like half of the like, you know, decades, like young people, you know, that make that produce music, like yeah. Without that, where do they all? I mean, obviously they go to Instagram. Their Instagram's already, you know, with reels and stuff. But
Well, even the introduction of like,
who says Snapchat couldn't do the same? Couldn't like pivot to TikTok style?
I think
I'm just saying.
if anything, it's gonna either go to Instagram because Instagram has reels, or people are just going to start watching YouTube more, because
Oh, so you
a
don't
lot
think
of creators,
Snapchat's gonna make a rebirth, do you? No.
Snapchat's like a
Hook up with chicks and guys, and it was a big, like, when I was dating somebody, like, we would message, like, on Snapchat.
Yeah, I used to a lot. I feel like people don't as much anymore. Especially like I used it a lot in high school. I used it throughout college, but I feel like at this
That's what I'm
point,
saying. It was like a social, like, texting kind of app. Like, hey, what are you doing? And then you could call on it,
yeah, but it's always changing
Wait,
though. Like I it's always there's always something new. There's Signal, which Signal's been around for a
wait,
while.
wait. Talk about Signal.
Signal,
What is it? What is it?
It's like a GroupMe kind of deal, but it's untraceable. It's pretty hard to trace.
Nothing's
So
untraceable on the internet, Blusty. Let's,
I just, it's convenient when you need,
No,
so that's
I
why.
know. I'm just busting chops. Yeah, I'm just busting chops. It's good catching up, man. It's always good talking to you.
Oh yeah. And it's always, you ask good questions, and so
I
I
appreciate
appreciate
that,
that.
man. Well, let's talk about Shame the Devil. That's the one that you said, like, you're really, really, really into. Has like a contrasting style, right? Of the other two, kind of. A little
Yeah,
bit.
yeah. It's a little more, for me, it felt, I wanted to put it first so badly because that's my favorite, and as the first one I wrote off of it, but it really just had such an energy of like closing out the project that I felt like it belonged there. Freestyle actually gave me the kind
Freestyle,
of the
my guy,
lyrics.
man. He's my guy too.
He gave me the lyrics, the walk my talk, tell the truth, shame the devil. But I had added the extra stuff around that to make it fit the theme and everything. But he gave me those lyrics originally, so shout out to him.
Yeah, the real freestyle, free advertisement,
Yeah.
He'll be back on the podcast soon before you know it, I'm sure, about something.
Perfect.
Anything else about the EP? It was your first EP, right?
First EP.
That's exciting.
I think what's going to happen here is that EP is going to drop. That EP already dropped. What am I saying? That EP dropped. We're going to do an album in May, probably around. But then after that, it's all singles. So I'm
Really?
not going to be putting
You're
all
not gonna
this.
do the full, the full, not, you know what I mean? You're not gonna do like a 9-song drop or anything like that. You're going just one at a time deal.
One thing at a time, because when you're, it doesn't make sense to drop an album where I am, because it's really easy for things to flop at this size and to not get a lot of attention. So to put all
Right.
that money and effort and
Right, and you
time.
can come on this, and you can come on podcasts and promote singular song. That happens a lot. You're not the only one I've heard that does that. That's a common thing, especially nowadays.
Yeah, and
Like in the 90s, that wouldn't be as popular, but it's not the 90s anymore.
I wish it was musically. Musically. Nothing else. Musically, though.
90s, that'd be like unheard of. It'd be like, hey man, make your set and then hand out the discs, But
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
we're not there anymore, which is probably a good thing. Besides music, but
Yeah.
like I could go. I was born in the late 80s, Blusty, so you don't have to tell me
Really?
twice about the. Yeah, I don't look old, do I?
No, you don't. No.
Yeah,
I mean, late 80s is not old either. Like, come on, you
I'm in my 30s. Okay, that's like mid 30s,
that's
but
not old, man.
yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, I don't know. Old is just, what's the old saying? It's just in the age is in the eye of the beholder, or something to that effect.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, something to that effect, or the more common one, age is just a number. That's a more common one. But yeah, I
Yeah,
believe that.
that can
I
get.
believe that.
Yeah, I think.
Age is just a number. I've met some chicks that I was like, no way. And they were like, they were like, I thought that they were like 21 or something, and then they were like 32, and I'm like, oh, okay, keeping yourself look clean and stuff, And I've met buddies at the bar, and one of them was like we're just like hanging out with like a group of friends, right? And he was like, He was like, "Oh, well, I can't drink." And I'm like, "And why you at a bar, bro?" He's like, "Oh, well, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to, you know."
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he looked older than he was. So it goes both ways. You know, it's how you keep yourself, right, Plusty?
Yeah, I mean my you know my parents are they're not at all old. They're older than I am, obviously, but you know, I most of my friends when they meet my parents they're like, "Oh man, like they're cool, like they're still out doing things. They're doing like 22-mile treks and things like that." So, you know, they're more active than I am. I'm out of shape, dude. My
But I
parents
like
don't.
reactions that you gave me, like, "Oh, really? I like that. I keep doing that."
Yeah,
Because
well,
the
you know
older
what?
you get, you wanna look younger than you really are. That's the goal.
Yeah, you wanna just, I think it's the mentality. You gotta just not worry about it. 'Cause I think that every time.
Most people guess that I look late 20s. I get some mid 30s. You
Yeah,
know,
I'd say that.
that's usually what I get. But enough about me. Lusty, where can people find Stray Dog, man?
I'm Blusty on all platforms, Blusty. It's Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. I don't really put things on SoundCloud anymore, but it is on, I don't know, all those random ones, iTunes, Deezer. But if you listen
Oh,
to
Deezer's that. Hey, it's like D's, you know what? You
yeah,
know?
you got that. Amazon Music, man. If you're listening to music on Amazon Music, don't do that. Go find a
That's
free platform, bro. Stop
like people
paying for
buying
songs.
like the 99-cent songs on like iTunes,
People have
you know?
bought my songs. I'm like, what are
Oh
you
yeah.
doing, bro? Like, not to stop you from buying my songs, but
No,
like,
I listened to your three song. I found it. What was the website? I don't know. I found it and I listened to it. Where was
yeah, it's
it?
free on
Yeah.
like every other platform, man. You got.
Hey, but you shouldn't complain. That's good. That's free money, man.
Yeah, a couple bucks in my pocket.
Well,
So,
they take like a percentage out of it, obviously, you know, the hit up front and...
yeah. The streaming revenue is crazy because
Or
I'm.
is it the hit, or does the tax come out at the end? Or is it they just, or do you get a percentage? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they get it, do they already take the money out, right? You have it directly in, so it takes it out, like
So
the
it just
cost, the tax.
when they pay 99 cents, you get a portion of
Okay,
it.
so it does it up front. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and when you get a stream, you know, a stream is like 0.00001 cent. And I
Ridiculous,
have
dude. That's so.
40,000 total now, and
Yeah, but
I'm
that's so ridiculous, man. No,
oh.
not what you're doing. I'm just saying, like, the cost is just like that's crazy. But
Yeah.
Busty, awesome chatting again. Anything else? Where can people find you on social media, your music?
Yeah, I mean, bless the official on Instagram. I just we you know. I love to plug a we've been doing a lot of streaming, gaming and
Go
everything
for
like
it.
that
Go
on
for it.
TikTok. Guiding Lights is the account, Guiding Lights MGMT. That's the TikTok account. So, you know, you can catch me streaming there as well now. We just started that, just got to like close to 1,000 so we can actually do it. But
That's
yeah,
what's
it's been a
up.
lot of fun.
All right, Blessy. Always a pleasure, man.
Yeah. Peace, man.
Tell
Good talking.
Freestyle I said what's up, and he's next, all right?
Yeah,
All
absolutely.
right, adios, man.
Peace.